Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Linda Benoit with the Simpson College Department of Music about their Summer Jazz Concert Series. There's a Summer Jazz Concert Series coming to Simpson College in Indianola. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Every year, Simpson College hosts a jazz camp for high school campers. And as part of that jazz camp, the faculty of the camp give a 4 free concerts. The faculty for this camp, they come from all over the United States and are professional jazz performers. The 4 concerts are on Sunday, June 9th, Monday, June 10th, Tuesday, June 11th, and Thursday, June 13th. Each of those concerts at 7 p.m., and they're all in the Great Hall at Simpson College. The concerts are free and open to the public. They're very casual. The campers will be there listening, but the general public is invited to attend. You can attend just one concert or all 4, because each concert will be different. And at these concerts, you'll get a chance to hear some classic jazz standards, but also some original compositions by the jazz faculty members themselves.
Awesome. Well, that sounds pretty cool, kind of getting a way to showcase that a little bit. This is also a lot of fun because this draws musicians from all around the country and some pretty notable names.
It does. Simpson's Jazz Camp is the largest jazz camp in the state. Our drummer is Stockton Helton, and he comes from Texas. He is Doc Severinsen's drummer, and before that, he was Maynard Ferguson's drummer. So a quite accomplished drummer. Our xylophone player is John Kazilamut. He's from Kansas City and makes his living playing professionally in Kansas City, which is quite a hot jazz market. Honestly, I don't know the names of all the faculty members, but one of the saxophonists comes from Colorado, and another one from Kansas City, and then from all over the state of Iowa.
Well, I do want to get into what the kids learn at jazz camp, but what do you think it means to them before we get there? What do you think it means to them to be able to go through like this jazz camp and, you know, they're learning about music and then they see some of the pros come out and host these concerts? That's just got to be a ton of fun.
Yes, the kids really, really enjoy the concerts. At camp, the students are learning music theory, jazz improvisation. They're playing in jazz combos themselves and learning some of the jazz standards. They give a concert on Friday night themselves in their different jazz combos. But the faculty each night try to play at least one piece that one of the jazz combos is playing so that the students get to hear some professionals playing the piece that they themselves are playing. It gives them some improvisation ideas, and they just really can then get a sense of the style.
Well, I wouldn't ever be able to pull it off, but from what I know about jazz, it's ever evolving, ever changing. You can kind of improvisation, like you said. How do the kids kind of take some of that they hear at the concert and then kind of start to apply it when they're just learning some of the basics?
In their music theory classes and then in their jazz improvisation classes, they learn some of the special building blocks to know the rules of doing improv. Music theory is the math of music, and so they learn in those classes some of the rules and then apply them in their jazz improv classes. And at first, for the students, doing the improvisation is probably the scariest thing because it's not written on the page for you. But you can see the transformation in the students over the years as they come back to camp each year and become better and better and better at what they do.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about, just one more time, the 4 concerts coming up, who's all invited, and why the community should come on out and see it.
The 4 concerts are on Sunday, June 9th, Monday, June 10th, Tuesday, June 11th, and Thursday, June 13th. All the concerts start at 7 p.m., and they're in the Great Hall at Simpson College. For more information, you can call 515-961-1637, and that will get you the music department office. Everyone's invited. The Great Hall is handicap accessible because there is an elevator to the room, and all ages are invited, because if you have a young child that you hope someday is going to be a jazz musician, bring that child along, because these are very casual concerts.
Thanks to Linda Benoit for joining us on today's program. You could find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.